The continued closure of special needs schools and classes affects at least 18,000 children, according to the Department of Education here. Across the country, parents of children with special educational needs say that their children's development has regressed during this pandemic. They say their families are among those who have been forgotten during the health crisis. Let's talk to one of those parents. Mark Darmody is from Ardfinnan in County Tipperary. He's on the line now. Very good afternoon to you, Mark, and thanks for taking
good afternoon, Brian.
Thanks for taking our call this afternoon. You've two young lads, John and Neil. They're 4 and 8. They both have autism. Tell us a little about what the last number of months have been like for you and your family.
Yeah, Brian, thanks a million. They're basically two boys with autism. Neither can talk, unfortunately. They're two beautiful boys. They're both in a school called Scoil Cormac down in Cashel. Brilliant school. But unfortunately, the last couple of months, last year has been very, very hard for us and for many, many parents. They just simply regress. It's very hard to even explain it. They just need the constant 6 hours a day in the school. And without that, they're in trouble. And I suppose for us, just to wake up again today, not knowing where we're going to be, how long it's going to go on for, is very problematic for us. I suppose we just don't know where this is going to end. We don't have a timeline, and I suppose just the whole thing is a bit of a disaster, I suppose, you know, as it is right now.
Your hopes were raised presumably last week when you heard that in prospect was a reopening from tomorrow, and then dashed yesterday when we had this news that wouldn't go ahead. What do you fear that'll mean for John and for Neil?
I don't like to use the word permanent setbacks, but they don't develop in the way normal kids do. I suppose we were just very, very disappointed that it seems that the government can't get their act in order, and then there seems to be the unions on the other side. And I suppose kids like ours who actually physically can talk are the silent people, and they are the ones who are suffering in this. And I do understand, I suppose, the webinar, the famous webinar now, that was like a bomb that went off the other day. It seemed to whatever fear and anxiety was out there among teachers, for an unknown reason, that seems to have exploded the whole thing. And I feel now we're at a point where the teaching and the SNA community are just not convinced by the government's message. So to use that old saying, the coach has lost the dressing room here. Mm. And that's going to be a big problem to get people to get a collective agreement from this point on.
You, I think, have raised a question about boards of management, individual schools dealing with their own individual members of staff, presumably trying to offer them some reassurance, and then being in a position to make their own decision to reopen or not.
I would have served on a board of management, and I suppose the one issue I have, and I'm certainly not coming on the radio to have a cut off, you know, any section or teachers. We would like support teachers, SNAs and unions, absolutely. I suppose the one issue I do have is an issue that was asked on primetime when Minister Donnelly was asked who was running this country. And like, board of managements run individual schools, and they have done an incredible job of keeping this virus out. And I suppose the one question that I have is that, like, tonight today, the INTO have said that they have not directed members not to comply. The minister, though, on the other side, has said that she hasn't directed them to work. The medical advice is clear from the CMO. So I'm left kind of wondering, well, then board of managements are in charge of individual schools. Why are board of managements not stepping up individually and saying, look, our school, we think we can keep this safe. We can do the most that we can here and open up on an individual basis. Now, I know that hasn't been out there in the public domain or like said previously, but I don't understand at the moment who is making decisions for schools. It seems to me that nobody's making decisions.
All right, we leave it there. Thank you so much for talking to us. That's Mark Darmody from Ardfinnan in County Tipperary.